Hey, this is Brian Friedman with Nola V and WWNO Radio. Today we're going to be talking about Storyville, New Orleans' infamous red light district from around the turn of the 20th century. And we've got a great person to discuss it with, Pamela Arsenault, who curates an exhibit at the Historic New Orleans Collection called Storyville, Madams and Music. And she also wrote a book called Guidebooks to Sin, The Blue Books of Storyville, New Orleans. Welcome, Pamela.
Thank you so much, Brian. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us what got you interested in this era in the first place.
Well, I've always been interested in this end of the 19th, beginning of the 20th century era. One of the books that I had read prior to being hired as a librarian at the Historic New Orleans Collection was Al Rose's Storyville, New Orleans. There was a chapter in that book that discussed the press of Storyville, and it talked about underground newspapers like The Mascot and The Sunday Sun, and there was a little segment towards the end of the chapter on the Blue Books. So I read that, and I was, wow, that's pretty interesting. And when I was hired, I discovered that my new place of employment, the Historic New Orleans Collection, had a pretty large number of these. So I got to look through them and discovered that they were lists of prostitutes, and they had these wonderful madams ads. Lulu White, the famous madam of Mahogany Hall, issued her own guide with photographs of each of her women. And then there were smaller books called Hell O. Don't misconstrue the name and read it backwards. Oh, hell. And The Lid. These were small items that were handed out at Tom Anderson's saloons and restaurants. And when I wrote the book, or when I was moved to write the book, it was to document one of each of the copies that we have. All of these are going to be on display in the exhibit. Visitors can come in and see this. And another section of 10 post-Storyville fakes and facsimiles.
So the fact that people were creating fakes means that these originals are worth a decent amount of money?
Yes. If you can find one in fairly good condition, because these were ephemeral. Most people didn't hang on to them. Men, once they had visited New Orleans, they'd probably throw it away or hide it. And oftentimes, their descendants might come upon one of this and be scandalized and throw it away.
Right.
So it's hard to say how many of these were published or printed and how many of them survived. But when they do come up for sale, they can, depending on condition and which one it is, can command a couple thousand dollars.
Well, let's take a step back just for people who might not know anything about Storyville. Just give us a quick background of what it was.
Storyville was a social experiment in the containment of vice. When New Orleans enacted their law, they set aside a special area already known for vice, but the legislation made it official, and outside of which prostitutes could not legally work. So that was the big thing about Storyville.
Well, Pamela, tell us more about this exhibit. It's all available at the Historic New Orleans Collection till when?
Till December the 9th. We've extended the exhibit by a week, and visitors will be able to see documents that establish the district. They'll be able to see maps showing where prominent locations, where musicians worked and gathered after work. The idea was that we wanted to commemorate the centennial of the closing of the district. Storyville officially closed on November 12th, 1917. So it's the centennial of the demise of Storyville, and it's the centennial of the release of what's considered the first recorded jazz album.
Well, this sounds like really fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for coming in.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
For WWNO and Nola V, this is Brian Friedman signing off.